Time Warner Audiobooks presents The Lake House, written by James Patterson and read by Hope Davis and Stephen Lang.
Prologue. Resurrection.
The hospital, somewhere in Maryland. At about 11 in the evening, Dr. Ethan Kane trudged down the gray and blue painted corridor toward a private elevator. His mind was filled with images of death and suffering, but also progress. Great progress that would change the world. A young and quite homely scrub nurse rounded the corner of the passageway and nodded her head deferentially as she approached him. She had a crush on Dr. Kane, and she wasn't the only one. "Doctor," she said, "you're still working." "Esther, you go home now, please," Ethan Kane said, pretending to be solicitous and caring, which couldn't have been further from the truth. He considered the nurse inferior in every way, including the fact that she was female. He was also exhausted from a surgical marathon, 5 major operations in a day. The elevator car finally arrived, the doors slid open, and he stepped inside. "Good night, Esther," he said, and showed the nurse a lot of very white teeth, but no genuine warmth, because there was none to show. He straightened his tall body and wearily passed his hand over his longish blonde hair, cleaned his wire-rimmed glasses on the tail of his lab coat, then rubbed his eyes before putting his glasses back on as he descended to the sub-basement level. One more thing to check on. Always one more thing to do. He walked half a dozen quick steps to a thick steel door and pushed it open with the palm of his hand. He entered the dark and chilly atmosphere of a basement storage room. A pungent odor struck him. There, lying on a double row of gurneys, were 6 naked bodies, 4 men, 2 women, all in their late teens and early 20s. Each was brain dead, each as good as gone, but each had served a worthy cause, a higher purpose. The plastic bracelets on their wrists said donor. "You're making the world a better place," Kane whispered as he passed the bodies. "Take comfort in that." Dr. Kane strode to the far end of the room and pushed open another steel door, an exact duplicate of the first. This time, rather than a chilly blast, he was met by a searing wave.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?